Welcome to A Little Grace to Grow, and today we're going to look at a passage from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. When I surrendered to pastor, actually, when the Lord led me out of the church I was serving in Indianapolis, God used this verse to encourage me. I wasn't exactly sure where I was to go, what city, what direction. And I really, to be quite frank, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to pastor. I certainly didn't feel worthy of it. God emphasized this passage upon my heart. And as I stepped out by faith, I was trusting that the Lord is going to do it. And you know, I can look back now after nearly 24 years and testify, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Now, hindsight's 20/20. It's easy to talk about the past and recognize God's experiences, but we can certainly learn some things. But I do need to emphasize this. Maybe you are at the beginning of a call where your faith is being tested. You're not sure the direction. There's some anxiety. You feel as though this step of faith, it could cost you, but you truly feel prompted by the Lord to go a particular direction. And I'm trusting that you're already being faithful to his word in the obvious things. But God is working in your life, and right now you can't see the end of it. Well, I want to tell you from this side that faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. As we go through the scriptures and we look at the different characters that God has recorded who have served him, often when God called them, there was anxiousness, whether it be Moses, who stammered at the call of God to go back into Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He didn't feel qualified. He personally said he was slow of speech. And yet the Lord proved once again he was faithful and he did it. We look at Gideon and we can see the timidity in Gideon's life. And there also, faithful is he that called him who also did it. And we see the great deliverance God used in his life. We go into the New Testament. We can go through numerous characters, but Mary, the virgin mother of Jesus, testified that she too did not feel worthy, but God, when we comply and we follow, we discover he is faithful. That idea of faithful here is the idea of dependable or trustworthy. You think of the most trustworthy person you can imagine, and you think of them writing you a check. You're going to look at that check as sure as it's a $100 bill, depending on how much they wrote it for, because you trust them. Well, God's telling you he is faithful. As a matter of fact, we see that throughout the scriptures that he is faithful. He's faithful in his word, in keeping his word. He's faithful to forgive. If we confess our sins before him, 1 John 1:9, he is faithful to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. God's faithful to do that. He's faithful to feed and continue to lead as we follow his leadership. I remember hearing Lester Roloff on a cassette tape say that where God guides, he provides. Where he leads, he feeds. The King David testified of this. He said, I have been young and have been old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. What did he discover there? What was he saying? He was saying, God is faithful. God is faithful. And I don't know the situation you're going through. I don't know the experiences that are occupying your heart right now. But let me tell you, look to the Lord Jesus Christ. Choose to follow him. regardless of how you feel right now, you're going to discover He is faithful in His call for your life. He's faithful to forgive. He's faithful to feed, to supply, to guide, to protect, to strengthen, to empower. It's interesting. I did a study a number of years ago on Canadian geese, of all things. They're kind of a nuisance now, but one thing about the Canadian geese, they're monogamous. When they take a mate, they take that mate for life. And often I've seen, there have been a few occasions I have seen a lone goose standing by its mate after it had been hit by a car. Just standing, looking over its dead mate. They're faithful to one another. Well, I know that's in the animal kingdom, but the reality is this: I'm so grateful our Heavenly Father, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is faithful to us. He said, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." And I'd like to add this. The last passage in Psalms 48 tells us that God will be our guide, even unto death. You know, he'll be faithful to escort us when it's time for us to pass over from this world into the next. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Well, God bless you. I hope you have a fantastic day.